from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A hero in my eyes is this man right here. John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, joins us now. Of course, longtime announcer for the Bucks, the original Buck, John McLaughlin, of course, creator of the Mac Fund. John, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky, haven't talked to you in a while other than through our text, and I miss talking to you. So I'm delighted to be on with you today.
Belated 50th happy birthday for you on Monday. How'd you celebrate your birthday, John?
Did you say 50th?
50! Yeah, man. Spring chicken.
Man, I got ties that old. Well, I had my family in. We all celebrated Father's Day and birthday on Sunday with my family, who all live here. My son and daughter and four granddaughters, son-in-law and daughter-in-law. So it was good. It was a good day.
How's things going with all your free time?
I love it. It's been great. People say, hey, man, do you miss doing the games? And in all candor, I don't. I loved it. I love the Bucks. I love doing what I did. I was blessed. God blessed me to be able to go into that job right out of playing. So I didn't have that withdrawal so many players go through of, well, your NBA career is over, you've played your whole life, now go get a job somewhere else. And I got to go to work for the Bucks right away, both in the front office and radio and TV with Eddie Doucette, and then later, of course, Jim Paschke. So, but I've been enjoying my time, a lot of basketball games, track meets with my granddaughters, and plays. One of them's theatrical. So, Sparky, that's what it's all about as you age, that if you can spend time with your children and grandchildren.
By the time my daughter moves out, I'll be your age, so I won't ever experience what you're getting to experience right now, John. Let's talk a little bit about Jerry West and the passing of Jerry West, unfortunately, and really kind of, you know, what he meant to the game and to be the logo of a sport like he is truly remarkable.
It really is. And, you know, it's interesting as I look over the last few years, we've lost Jerry Sloan. We've lost Paul Westfall. We've lost John Havlicek. We've lost Bill Walton just last week. Jerry West. And I think about Jerry often because he was great. And I had the privilege of getting to play against him. And he and Oscar, which I spent 5 years on teams with Oscar, as you know, and he and Oscar came in the same year. They were on that 1960 Olympic team that is probably the only team in history that could have maybe matched up with the dream team of the Olympics with Jordan and Magic and Bird and that group. But he paralleled Oscar, and I'm very close with Oscar, as you know, and grew up 20 miles from Oscar, seeing him play in high school. And they're both my brother's age, if my brother was still alive. So I've got a lot that I relate to with Jerry and that era. And, of course, getting a privilege to play against West, who was one of those all-time greats in that era of the Celtics and the Lakers, and then later the Bucks and the great players. I deem it a privilege.
Talking with John McLaughlin, Bucks legend here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Okay, so for those people that you know have had their comments about, oh, Plumbers played back in the day then, it's not like the guys that play today, those knuckleheads that have said that. Just how good was Jerry West compared to those that he was playing against?
Well, and you know, he was at a time where there were other great players. I mean, you didn't have the three-point line.
Right.
You could put your hand on a guy when you guarded him and control him. It was rougher and more physical than people today won't believe that. J.J. Redick, who disses on everybody.
Yep, that would be the guy.
Because we were truck drivers. Yeah, we had to work in the summer, something you've probably never done. Besides work out on our own, we didn't have facilities and everything that they have today to help them, and 10 coaches and all of that. You were on your own. But, you know, Weston was in the era of the great Celtics teams. Oscar, Jerry Lucas at Cincinnati, Wilt, Wayne Embry, players that were great players. And when Jerry came in, there were 9 teams, as it was when I came in, 10 guys on a team. So you tell me how those guys would have done rather than playing against a guy from Yugoslavia who might be a great player, but he's 6'9", trying to guard Wilt.
Right.
And Jerry was a star among stars. And how he got on the logo, I don't know. And I know there's been a lot of controversy about that. I hope they never change that. It's historic. He was kind of a complex guy. I knew him a little bit, not like I know Oscar. But Jerry, you know, grew up a little rough, had a father that wasn't overly pleasant.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
some emotional issues, and Jerry was always kind of a little bit of a curmudgeon type guy, but yet when it was time to come through and perform, I think as a coach and a player, he did, and he overcame all those obstacles.
John, what about him as a front office guy doing what, you know, he did with the Lakers, then he kind of ended up with the Warriors a little bit there in a, I don't know, what was it, consulting role or whatever it was at one point, as far as how successful he was in that aspect of his life?
You know, I would love, I know Pat Riley well, we played together when I was in San Diego before I came to Milwaukee, and that was his rookie year, Pat. And so I know Pat quite well. I'd love to be able to huddle up with Pat and say, what kind of a coach and administrator was he? Because, as you know, Pat started out on the bench with and came out of the booth, radio booth, with Jerry West. And all I can say is I don't know firsthand, but teams kept hiring him, bringing him back, asking him for his help. I think he had a very good judgment of talent. Like he could, I don't know what kind of coach he was, and I know he went through some hard times out there, and Riley came in, and then that's how he got the job later after Jerry. But I know that the years after that, the way teams would bring him in to judge talent and help them with their talent, I think speaks volumes for Jerry West.
Wasn't he Mike Dunleavy's boss before Dunleavy came to the Bucks?
I think so. I'm trying to think about Mike playing here and ending up here, and then he had some assistant coach stints, and then got this job. And I do think he played with coached with Jerry.
Yeah, I think Jerry was there when he was coaching with the Lakers, and then Herb gave him all that money to come here and kind of run the whole operation, and then he was the reason that we ended up with purple, which everybody loves nowadays, for this Bucks throwback color at the end of the day. Talking with John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, on the passing of Jerry West here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. You brought up the whole logo aspect of things and how people want that changed and so forth. Do you remember your thoughts when that all came about, that they were going to make him the logo? And what that was like at that time, what people's reaction was?
No, because that happened before I came into the NBA. I came in 65, and he and Oscar and that group came in 60-61. And I don't know when – do you know when the logo was became Jerry West? I don't know the date. I thought it was around 63 or 64. And I'm not sure when it came in, but, you know, it's – no, Sparky, I had no thoughts about it. It was like, okay, that's what it is, and I accept that. It's just how it was. And I never gave any thought to the politics of it, because I don't think politics were the factor then that they are now, or race aspects. At least they weren't on the table.
It was 69, John, 1969.
You're kidding.
Nope. And I've got a story right here. In 1969, the NBA hired a brand consultant named Alan Siegel to create a logo. 1 year earlier, he had done so for Major League Baseball. The NBA logo, however, visibly features a player in the middle of a dribble move. It's Jerry West, he had said. More specifically, it's the image of West taken in a photograph by Wen Roberts in 1969. It had a nice flavor to it, he said, in 2010. So I took that picture and we traced it. It was perfect. It was vertical and it had a sense of movement. It was just one of those things that clicked.
You know, you've taught me something, because a lot of that just meshes in with me. And I thought it was already here when I came in 65. So I have no memory of 69 of what had happened, even though that was my first year here in Milwaukee. And that was the year I made the All-Star team, so I should have been more aware. I wasn't. But I've often wondered then, you know, how Oscar felt, Bill Russell felt, Wilt felt. Baylor was his teammate and a great player. Bob Pettit before that. And I'm sure behind the scenes, there's probably a lot of discussion, maybe jealousies about it. I don't know. In that era, I think things would have been just more accepted, whereas today there would be more controversy about it for sure.
John, what's going on over at the Mac Fund, buddy? How are things going?
Ooh. Well, we just had the Trek ride last weekend, the Trek Mac Fund ride. John Burke, the president of Trek, has made that commitment to us for 33 years. It's raised millions. And on last Saturday, this last Saturday, Friday was beautiful, Sunday and Monday were beautiful, and Saturday was awful.
Yep.
Rain, and yet we still raised, thank goodness, through the efforts of John Burke, Trek, the Mac Fund people, we raised $1 million. And we've been able to do that every year for a number of years. There are a lot of events going on, a lot of golf outings, as you're aware of, in the summer, some emotional issues. And Jerry was always kind of a little bit of a curmudgeon type guy. But yet, when it was time to come through and perform, I think as a coach and a player, he did. And he overcame all those obstacles.
John, what about him as a front office guy doing what, you know, he did with the Lakers? Then he kind of ended up with the Warriors a little bit there in a consulting role or whatever it was at one point, as far as how successful he was in that aspect of his life.
You know, I would love, I know Pat Riley well. We played together when I was in San Diego before I came to Milwaukee, and that was his rookie year, Pat. And so I know Pat quite well. I'd love to be able to huddle up with Pat and say, what kind of a coach and administrator was he? Because, as you know, Pat started out on the bench with and came out of the booth, radio booth, with Jerry West. And all I can say is I don't know firsthand, but teams kept hiring him, bringing him back, asking him for his help. I think he had a very good judgment of talent. Like he could – I don't know what kind of coach he was, and I know he went through some hard times out there, and Riley came in, and then that's how he got the job later after Jerry. But I know that the years after that, the way teams would bring him in to judge talent and help them with their talent, I think speaks volumes for Jerry West.
Wasn't he Mike Dunleavy's boss before Dunleavy came to the Bucks?
I think so. I'm trying to think about Mike playing here and ending up here, and then he had some assistant coach stints, and then got this job. And I do think he played with coached with Jerry.
Yeah, I think Jerry was there when he was coaching with the Lakers, and then Herb gave him all that money to come here and kind of run the whole operation, and then he was the reason that we ended up with purple, which everybody loves nowadays, for this Bucks throwback color at the end of the day. Talking with John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, on the passing of Jerry West here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. You brought up the whole logo aspect of things and how people want that changed and so forth. Do you remember your thoughts when that all came about, that they were going to make him the logo? And what that was like at that time, what people's reaction was?
No, because that happened before I came into the NBA. I came in 65, and he and Oscar and that group came in 60-61. And I don't know when – do you know when the logo was became Jerry West? I don't know the date. I thought it was around 63 or 64. And I'm not sure when it came in, but, you know, it's – no, Sparky, I had no thoughts about it. It was like, okay, that's what it is, and I accept that. It's just how it was. And I never gave any thought to the politics of it, because I don't think politics were the factor then that they are now, or race aspects. They weren't on the table.
It was 69, John, 1969.
You're kidding.
Nope, and I've got a story right here. In 1969, the NBA hired a brand consultant named Alan Siegel to create a logo. 1 year earlier, he had done so for Major League Baseball. The NBA logo, however, visibly features a player in the middle of a dribble move. It's Jerry West, he had said. More specifically, it's the image of West taken in a photograph by Wen Roberts in 1969. It had a nice flavor to it, he said, in 2010. So I took that picture and we traced it. It was perfect. It was vertical and it had a sense of movement. It was just one of those things that clicked.
You know, you've taught me something, because a lot of that just meshes in with me. And I thought it was already here when I came in 65. So I have no memory of 69 of what had happened, even though that was my first year here in Milwaukee. And that was the year I made the All-Star team. So I should have been more aware. I wasn't. But I've often wondered then, you know, how Oscar felt, Bill Russell felt, Wilt felt. Baylor was his teammate and a great player. Bob Pettit before that. And I'm sure behind the scenes, there's probably a lot of discussion, maybe jealousies about it. I don't know. In that era, I think things would have been just more accepted, whereas today there would be more controversy about it for sure.
John, what's going on over at the Mac Fund, buddy? How are things going?
Ooh. Well, we just had the Trek ride last weekend, the Trek Mac Fund ride. John Burke, the president of Trek, has made that commitment to us for 33 years. It's raised millions. And on last Saturday, this last Saturday, Friday was beautiful, Sunday and Monday were beautiful, and Saturday was awful.
Yep.
Rain, and yet we still raised, thank goodness, through the efforts of John Burke, Trek, the MAC Fund people, we raised $1 million. And we've been able to do that every year for a number of years. There are a lot of events going on, a lot of golf outings, as you're aware of, in the summer. We've been growing our events. We're somewhere between 80 and 90 events a year. Besides checks that people write and donations, the MAC Fund's going great, going strong, and we must keep it going until 80% cure rates become 100 and children don't have, you know, reoccurrences after 5 and 6 years. So we're still committed to the battle. We have a great staff, and our job is to raise money and give it to people for research, and that's what we do, Sparky, thanks to the people of southeastern Wisconsin.
And thanks, you know that. And thanks to you and Herb Cole putting this whole thing together back in the day as well. John, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. Truly appreciate it, and we'll talk down the line.
Hey, Spark, anytime, brother. Take care.
All right, be good. There he is, John McLaughlin, Bucks legend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.